vehicle? McLarty Mazda has over 900 to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all at great prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano on.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Bigby Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
That is Justin Moore, who we're trying to connect with. You know, Roger, I have a feeling. You know, remember what we were having the trouble with in Tampa? Remember the thing? The cord?
Yeah.
You know, it's, he said it's a power issue, so I hate that. So, just if you don't get it, we just need to get him a new cord.
Spit on it.
All right. Glad to have you with us. 7:06 on this Thursday, August 13th. Touchdown Club announcement today at 11 o'clock. The zone will be out there. Phil Ellison, no Justin Akre, thanks to Simmons Bank. So, Roger is locked in, to knowing who all is going to be there. It's a really good lineup. We're missing one that we can announce that's, Joe now knows who that is.
Which is tough for me to keep to myself for much longer because I want to sell it.
It's big.
It's huge.
It'll be over at Simmons Bank Arena, but we can't announce it. But we got a lot of other good things, though, in the meantime. If you look in the webcam, we got a full studio in addition to Joe Klein today, brought to you by Corky's. Isaiah Joe is with us. Yeah, we're going to always play that fight song when the former Razorback comes in. And his dad, Derek. Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Good morning.
Yeah, listen, you said that y'all were here last year, and Roger and I are going, I couldn't find any of my notes. We were CTE. That's what I claim, CTE.
Yeah, I'm on statin. That's my problem.
Got to tell you, so excited. We're not big NBA guys. Our producer now, he's huge NBA. That's why we have guys like Joe Klein on to help us. But let me tell you what I do know. I do know being a good person and the fact that you're here today in Arkansas to give a check for $150,000 to Arkansas Children's Hospital. You just, a week ago gave $150,000 to the Children's Hospital in Oklahoma City.
That's correct.
So that is outstanding. I really could care less what you shoot with the 3-point, but I'm telling you what, you're changing lives doing that. And so I didn't know that there was a story there behind that there's a reason that you wanted to do that. And for those that don't know, and first of all, welcome to the show.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah, great to have you back.
Welcome back.
We actually saw you playing golf the other day, and we were telling Joe, my gosh, what a swing you have. And you're saying you've got, about a 4 handicap?
I'm sitting about a 4. It's crazy because last time I saw Joe, we were actually on the golf course.
Yeah, so Joe is not a 4 handicap. No, I'm kidding. 14, yeah, but for a guy who's got long arms, you know, you got a lot of room to make mistakes. And very
that's
smooth.
How it works.
Yeah, are you better? Were you better than Steph Curry and Moses? I know Moses didn't play.
Moses didn't play. He's still new to the game. Put on an amazing event, by the way.
Yeah.
Motivate
sure
One.
Was.
Big shout out to them. Steph is just he's another level. He plays golf every single day.
No, he's scratched. Okay.
He's to the point in his life where golf pretty much trumps basketball.
Is that right? Okay. Man, why not? Well, again, by the way, too, you're new now, a Detroit Piston. And not in Oklahoma City, but you still have a great relationship with Oklahoma and Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. And again, let's go back to why you're giving away big checks.
Man, me and my family, we've been through a lot, especially my dad and my mom, especially with my youngest brother. When he was born, they had to fly him in a helicopter from Fort Smith to Little Rock to put him in Children's because early detection, they were able to find his heart condition before he was even born. So as soon as they got that, they knew exactly where they had to go. They got there night after night, surgery after surgery. Wow. They were able to give him open heart surgery and, you know, save his life and give him a life worth living.
How old was he at the time?
His first surgery was at 3 days old.
Oh, wow.
So just so for you guys to understand, his condition is called double inlet left ventricle. What that means is he was born with a 3-chambered heart and not a 4-chambered heart like the rest of us.
Right.
And so they had to replumb him essentially just so that he could operate off of those 2 chambers. And, you know, he's got a pacemaker now. But, yeah, his first surgery was 3 days old.
Old. Now, how many kids do you have, Derek?
3 boys.
Okay, where was he in the pecking order of age?
He's the youngest. They're all 3 years apart. Isaiah is the oldest, Jacob, and then John.
Roger and Joe, can you imagine, you know, having a 3-day-old having surgery already? So you got to see the power of amazing medicine and in the Children's Hospital, you know, venue.
I mean, my son is 20 years old. He still goes to Children's. He's a Children's patient for life. I don't think people understand how important those facilities are and how important it is to have one so close to you.
Yeah.
I have a story for you, though. I will tell you guys, My son, 3 days old, he's having his first open heart surgery. I don't know how big his heart is, but it's not very big. When the surgeon comes in there, I swear he had the smallest hands on a man I've ever seen.
Okay. All
right. And I mean, it just put a smile on my face knowing that this guy was going to be operating on my son. And his cardiologist, Dr. Renee Bornemeyer, has been really special to my family. And she checks on John, even though she's not his cardiologist anymore, but she was the one that found the early detection. And she basically told us as a family, hey, you know, it's a complicated situation, but we can handle it. And we went from, you know, the bottom of the barrel in 1 hour, one doctor saying, I've never seen anything like this before, and the next doctor saying, we got it.
How about that?
Yeah,
it's amazing how good, and most all the children's hospitals around the country are good. I know ours is one of the best. I know Arkansas
is one. We
got
two
of
them.
Yeah. And the one in Oklahoma City obviously has a great reputation. Mm-hmm. So you decided you have a golf tournament last year, and you raised $300,000. So, boom, I'm going to split it down the middle. And give a check $150,000 to each. I'm sure Oklahoma City's Children's Hospital was very appreciative.
Oh man, everybody's extremely happy, especially me and my family. This is something that we've been wanting to do for a while. It's kind of like a lightning in a bottle almost. Yeah. We knew that we wanted to give back to children from day one. We have the means to do it, and we have a perfect sport to kind of bring everybody together, which is golf. And so being able to do that and raise that amount of money for, you know, both of these hospitals, specifically pediatric cardiology and early detection.
Right.
It's truly a blessing.
And even though you're a Detroit Piston, you're still going to keep that relationship. You're still going to do the golf tournament in Oklahoma and continue to raise money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the plan. It kicked off so well. We had so many supporters that we're going to continue to do it there and continue to get back to OU and Arkansas.
Do you specify where the money goes when you give it because of what you just said? So do you say, I want to do it for this?
Yes, we do.
Oh, that's the way it works. Yes, okay, very good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, you know, the fact that you have a story, that's what makes it even more real. Yeah, you saw it in action. Yeah. And Joe, I know we've had a lot of people who've told these kind of stories. And like you go from just panic to you have peace that things are going to work out okay. Now, let's see. How many years now you've been in the league? What year is this?
Going on 7.
Golly, that's hard to believe. And I was reading, again, not a basketball guy, but, you know, Detroit needed some three-pointers, the three-point shooters, and you're the guy. And they were bragging on your defense. They were comparing you and Duncan
Robinson,
and just said, you're a better defensive player. And so do you go in? Are you excited that, hey, this team needs me with my skill set, and I'm going to be able to really get more playing time and really help them out?
Man, yeah, I'm extremely excited. I think this is a team that they feel that I have a skill set that's very much needed. I get to play amongst some great players. You name one of them, Duncan Robinson, top premier shooter in the league. So it's always good to kind of have somebody that you can kind of, you know, iron sharpen iron, you know, type of aspect with. But, yeah, I'm extremely excited. I've been up there a couple of times, got to see the facility, got to meet some of the guys, some of the coaching staff and whatnot. But, yeah, this is a move that we're ready to make, and we're ready to hit the ground running.
Yeah, a really cool and unique deal in Oklahoma City and the fact that you get to play with your high school, you know, teammate. I mean, it's great to win a state championship in high school and then to win a world championship. Doesn't get much better than that.
All right. It's something that still to this day, I don't think we won't really understand how rare it is until we're finished playing.
Yeah, you bet.
You know, we're kind of living in the moment right now, but I think when we're done playing, we're going to look back and be like, wow, we really did that, and not many people can say that.
Jalen Williams, he used to be our weekly call, our NIL call, when he was playing for the Razorbacks, and I was looking at your numbers. Going back, for those that don't remember, you set the Arkansas record for most three-pointers as a freshman. Mm-hmm. I think you tied the SEC record, I believe. And so I think Joe was right there. I think Joe was probably third. Yeah, so we were today's National Left-Handed Day. You're not left-handed, right?
I'm not left-handed.
Okay, Derek, did you teach him how to play ball and all those things?
Well, I'm not very good at basketball.
Okay.
But I tell people that, you know, the reason he's pretty good is because I volunteered to help other kids. I got
you
to practice on some pretty good kids, like Mike Conley Jr.
Yeah.
I practiced on him.
Okay.
And that's what I tell his dad. So I appreciate them for letting me get that practice in. But through helping others, I mean, learning from Mike Anderson, Mike Conley Sr., and Bill Ingram about how to coach the game and teach the game, I was able to pass that on.
Yeah. It's really cool. You know, Bill is a good friend of mine. We go back, you know, he was a young man when I was playing ball up there. Of course, Joe and I were up there together. And it does take, you know, a lot of people, you know, along the way to help you reach your goals. And it's cool to look back and go, man, it all worked out. I mean, all the things that you were doing as a father. And you were not far behind me and Joe in Fayetteville. You met your wife out there in Fayetteville.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and so that we are all getting
the nerd route.
The nerd route. That's okay. Well, you know what's great? You work.
It's got a better longevity.
That's right. You're working for ABF, right?
Yeah, I'm retired. Now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, you just retired recently, right? Yeah, let's see if Joe. Let's see. Try that out.
To pop it up there and talk.
Yeah, there we go.
Hello, Roger.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So, congratulations on the retirement. We mentioned Andy Upchurch, my roommate in college, was a center. You know, all conference player and
great,
and he's Mr. ABF.
He is Mr. ABF. He retired last year. So.
Yeah, it's all about that Fort Smith connection. Roger and I went up there, and what we did the show for the
museum for the
Marshall's Museum.
Oh, loved it. Yeah. Loved it. I mean, just the history of it. We didn't get to do it all.
Have you had a chance to? Are you still with all the things that got going on? Are you connected with Cal and everything's going on? I mean, have you guys started a relationship because of the connection as a Razorback or no?
Yeah. So it started. The first year he got up there, I think I rode through the facility a few times to get, like, some workouts in, get some treatment or whatnot, and he's always there because he's good at what he does. And so we got to bump into each other and have some, share some stories or whatnot. And then after that, he's come to a multitude of Oklahoma games while I was there, and he shoots a text every time. He's like, I'll be there tomorrow.
He's such a rock star. I mean, Joe actually played for Cal in the NBA for a short period.
Yeah.
What team was it, Joe?
New Jersey.
It was New Jersey.
Yeah. I'm the reason he is in college basketball. I got him fired. As every time he's around me, he's like, Joe's the reason I'm here. So
well, I do think it's cool when you got a young man like you. You've been 7 years in the league. Joe, how many years altogether?
15.
15 years, and then what? And then how many teams?
Seven
teams. So Joe got a taste. And then got to play with Jordan, got to play with Larry Bird, Shaq and Kobe.
Kobe
for
Barkley. Rookie.
Barkley. Barkley. Yeah, a great career. And I'm sure it's always good. And he's in Arkansas. He's a Razorback, rather. Yeah, so it's sort of cool to have that kind of. And then we were talking with Moses Moody, the collection of Arkansans that have either played in the NBA or still play in the NBA. Y'all, it's a nice little group, right? Yeah.
I mean, it's forever growing.
Yeah.
It seems like each year we have more and more guys put into the league. And Arkansas is really, you know, getting put on the map here recently. And so hopefully we can just keep trending in the right direction. I feel like we've always had tremendous talent. But now that we're able to, you know, kind of put guys in position to be successful, not only in life but in basketball, it's pretty cool to see.
If you just tuned in, we're visiting with Isaiah Joe and his dad, Derek. We got Joe Klein in here, brought to you by Corky's. I will say this. Do you think, Roger, going back, there was a period in time when Arkansas was a football state, and then all of a sudden, you know, Nolan starts winning, and Arkansas football starts struggling. And I think a lot of kids in Arkansas started going, I think I want to go the basketball route instead of the football route. Because I think Arkansas is probably, there's some basketball players, I think, and Bill Ingram has told me this all the time. He said, there's some basketball players that should be making good money playing football right now, but basketball became a popular sport.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you one thing. If the football team is winning, it's a football state again.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a fair point. Now, I got to ask, too.
Let them win five games this year.
People
will lose their mind.
Five games. That is a
preseason game. It's up.
So what was your last year with the Razorbacks? It would have been
2020.
Yeah, so what do you think about, you missed out on all the money, the NIL and all that kind of stuff. You look back and think, oh, man, just a few years. Are you glad you played in the era you did?
No, I think I'm happy with the area that I played in. Obviously, there's a lot of money out there for
that's
kids
crazy.
To grab
it's
nowadays.
Crazy.
It was funny you mentioned Jalen Williams as y'all's weekly call for NIL.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I have no clue of that.
I know.
I never got to touch any of that. But I think it was good, especially there's no incentive, really. Your incentive is getting to the next level, you know?
Yeah.
And so it was a way to help, you know, stay focused. But like I said, there's a lot of money out there for the taking now, and it's actually pretty cool to see guys, you know, kind of get some sort of merit for, you know, playing
well, it is.
A sport.
Yeah, because how many times have you heard, and you still do, that some of you are not going to make it. Only a couple, two or three, are going to make it to the next level. So now it is that time to be able to make some of that money because you did bring a championship or a fantastic season and memories to the fans. I think it's all...
And a lot, and they... bring a lot of money
100%.
To the program.
Oh, no, so, well, no doubt.
They should,
no, no.
They
that's what
get
I'm
a,
saying.
They should get a little
that
bit.
That all dovetails.
Well,
absolutely.
This is an analogy.
I'm still trying to go back and see if they'll.
Retro.
Retro.
You didn't get the email?
Still looking.
It stops at, what was it, 2017 or what was the year?
I don't know where it stopped.
I think the NIL started about 5 years ago.
But they did a retro.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
And then they went back.
I think it went back to like 2012. It was a while back.
There was a kid that I coached at UALR that he said like he got like a $3,500 check.
Is that right?
And he was out of school.
If you just joined the show, we've got Isaiah Joe.
Sorry, you don't need it.
No, he doesn't. That's right. Isaiah Joe's with us, along with his dad Derek, and Joe Klein is here as well. You're in town today to give a check to Arkansas Children's Hospital for $150,000 at 2 o'clock today?
That's correct.
He's already given $150,000 to the Children's Hospital in Oklahoma City. Great things, which is outstanding. I know your pops are super proud of you, and I think Arkansas, I mean, that's what it's all about, is when you achieve Absolutely. Success, giving back. You know, speaking about money, did you guys see the story that came out yesterday? So an attorney representing Washington Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels has informed LSU that it can no longer use his name, image, and likeness, according to an August 5th letter sent to the Tiger Athletic Department. So apparently the number was not retired. He did, you know, he was not retired, but he wants to prevent anybody else from wearing that number 5.
Oh, wow.
So that's a new legal argument to where, I don't know if.
They gave his number to a defensive back, and he got upset about it. I don't know why, but.
Yeah, to where I didn't think it would. I mean, it's over. I don't think.
There's a lot of things to be worried about. I don't know.
Yeah, of course. No, Joe, you're right. Can you imagine if the Commander fans going on? That's what you're worried about right now?
As a Washington fan, I don't feel great about it.
Right, yeah.
No, exactly right. I was like, man, that's the last thing.
How about staying healthy, right, Christian? Right.
Now, I will say this. I remember when I played, and Derek, it was just a little bit before you were up there. I mean, there were guys like, you know, Billy Ray Smith or Steve Atwater or whoever. Or a quarterback, Brad Taylor, Matt Jones, probably would have made a lot of money. They were selling number 5 jerseys and other things, so I get it. Huh? But now on the other side of it, I think, wait a minute, now we're getting a little, of course, you know, there's an argument. Darren McFadden can say the same thing, you know. But I don't think anybody, I don't know how they're making money now.
A lot of people
now.
Like me have said it for them.
Yeah, but maybe they're using Jaden Daniels in a promotional way. Like, we've had this many Heisman winners, blah, 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 blah. And he's just saying, I don't want you to do that. But it's dumb. It doesn't make any sense to do at this moment.
Yeah. Somebody said to you, I was looking at our notes here. Baz, didn't you work at ABF ABF for half a day or so? Have you heard this? Yeah, I know you hadn't heard the story on this.
The story.
Roger. So I got divorced, and I said, I just need to get away. So I think I forget if I was working for Jennings Osborne and doing different things at Channel 4. But anyway, I said, I'm going to go get a job at ABF just to get my mind away. And so what do, Derek?
Graveyard, wasn't it?
Overnight shift, the graveyard. I've never done this. So I didn't sleep during the day. I go there, and I remember the clock was moving like this. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And I remember it being like 2 o'clock, and everybody was eating lunch. I mean, it was just like, hey, and I said, man, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. And I just remember looking at it. I just said, God, please let the sun come up. Please. Because it was just, and I was loading up trucks. And so I stayed up all night. I came back the second day, and I went and told the guy, I said, I'm done. I couldn't do it.
At least it was night. In the day, it's hot, right?
Yeah.
Right now, the dock is smoking.
That's where you want to be at night right now.
Right, but it's
he's up at 2 o'clock in the morning all
the time.
Coming in at 2 o'clock.
But, well, ABF is a fantastic company. And so your wife is a pharmacist?
That's correct. Yeah.
I will say this, Isaiah, that when we were talking to Moses Moody the other day, I got to know his parents a little bit, just helping them organize, not helping them, just being involved with that event.
Mm-hmm.
Great parents.
Oh, yeah.
And I tell you, and you obviously, you got great parents too. And what a tremendous advantage you have having parents like you have. And same thing with Moses Moody or Derek Fisher, matter.
Yeah,
it's certainly, when you have parents, it gives you especially good caring
perspective.
Yeah, and it, you know, it's a huge blessing, you know, for the kids who don't have that. I'm not saying you can't be successful, but it's certainly.
It helps.
It makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah. Kareem and Rona are awesome.
We're lucky.
Yeah.
We are
now,
lucky.
You have sibling rivalry with your siblings? Do you, is it pretty laid back?
Maybe. Growing up, me and my middle brother, we were competitive.
Gotcha.
Just because we both could play sports or whatnot. But now it's just like, I mean, we're.
Yeah. Just a big loving
family. Oh, sure, sure. Yeah, now, now, were you a Rebel or a Grizzly? A
Grizzly.
Grizzly. It was Grizzly and what's the other one?
Rebels.
It was, but it changed now. It changed now.
It's the Mavericks. It's the Mavericks.
Yeah, for those that don't know, during the break, we were talking about great players out of Fort Smith and Raven Caldwell, Andy Upchurch. I know I'm just blank on Brian
Keith Wilson for basketball.
Who?
Keith Wilson.
Okay. Well, didn't and didn't Darryl Walker go down there?
He went to West Ark.
West Ark. Yeah. Yeah.
Now it what is it the
UAFS.
University of Arkansas Fort Smith.
UAFS.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's,
Norwood.
It's funny. I have not know about you, Joe. I've just never spent a lot of time in Fort Smith. I guess I make the turn to go to Fayetteville. So y'all are proud Fort Smith folks, right?
Most definitely.
All right. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. You got a question for Isaiah? We'll hold you another segment. I'll let you get on your way. Great to have him and his dad here.
He's got his camp.
Yeah, we haven't even got to talk about that. Yeah, and you, I think Roger and I thought it was sold out, but apparently you got, according to Bill, 9 slots left. Is that right?
Outstanding.
All right, so Roger, you've got the website.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's is it IsaiahJoe.com?
That's correct.
That's what it is. Absolutely. Pretty easy. I only get confused. Is it OrgerCom? OrgerCom, but it's a .com.
And Joe, I tell you, I guarantee you, there's some camps out there that the people running them don't do a good job. Something tells me that Isaiah has a great camp. And yeah.
I have a good team that helps.
Yes.
A good team. We got Cynthia Cooper coming in this year.
Okay.
Oh, sweet.
All right. Look at you.
You know, and the Hendricks family,
they love you.
$1 million to Arkansas Children.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. They're always hooked up. Boy, absolutely. You talk about a great combo as you doing stuff with them.
You bet.
Hendricks family.
They're top tier.
Yeah, that's right. And Bill's working. And who else? There's another player that's also doing some stuff with them, right? Who's the other player?
Daryl Macon.
Is it Daryl Macon? Yeah, I was thinking it was somebody else. All right. Don't go away. 27 here on Morning Mayhem.
Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things late.
This is SportsCenter.
In Major League Baseball last night, the Rays won their 9th game in a row by beating the Athletics 8-4. They're tied for the most wins in MLB with the Brewers at 74 wins. Milwaukee lost to San Diego 4-3 last night as the Padres finished off their sweep, increasing their win streak to 5. Elsewhere in the National League, the Marlins beat the Pirates 8-2 for their 4th straight win. Miami is 38-24 at home, their best 62-game run at home since 2003 when they won the World Series. And in the NFL, preseason week 1 starts tonight with 6 games, 3 of which you can see. At 6, the Packers will take on the Steelers on NFL Network. At 7, the Cardinals will face the Raiders on ESPN Unlimited. And at 8 o'clock, the Niners will host the Titans on NFL Network. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Benihana Special, $5. Your choice, sushi rolls and chicken fried rice, $5. Come see us at Benihana Bar Monday through Wednesday, lunch and dinner.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
The heat is no joke, and it is unrelenting. Today, mostly sunny with a high of 101. Of course, still our heat advisories and extreme heat warnings all the way through Sunday now. Tonight, clear down to 79. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 102. I'm meteorologist Pat Walker for the Buzz Radio Network.
Listen every day to Out of Bounds for what's trending on social media and whether listeners agree or disagree. Engaging conversations about engaging topics. Sponsored by Arkansas-based West Rock Coffee. Join West Rock Coffee and their 1.5 million coffee farmers around the globe as they fuel Arkansas with great-tasting coffee, tea, and water delivered directly to your business. Contact them at westrockcoffee.com or 833-886-JABA. That's 883-886-5282. Call today.
Every time you drive through a work zone, it's not just cones and signs out there. It's real people doing their jobs, trying to get home at the end of the day. In Arkansas, many transportation workers have been tragically killed or injured serving our state, with families whose lives are changed forever. All because the driver, even for a second, stopped paying attention. It only takes a quick glance at your phone to change everything. And keep in mind, that's not just dangerous, it's also a moving traffic violation. Speeding's another big one. Those reduced speed signs aren't there for decoration. They're put there to protect lives. And if the workers are present, those fines are doubled. Bottom line, there's zero tolerance for reckless or distracted driving in work zones. Law enforcement's out there, and they will pull you over. Keep in mind, most work zones are only a few miles long. Slowing down and staying focused for that stretch, it's really not asking much. Because at the end of the day, whether you're behind the wheel or working on the road, we're all just trying to make it home. Slow down. Phone down. A message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Today in The Zone, David Basel unveils this season's Little Rock Touchdown Club speakers. And The Zone will be there live, broadcasting from War Memorial Stadium, courtesy of Simmons Bank.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Spring Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
You want to play rough? Okay. Say hello to my little friend.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Can you smell it?
A little shakedown.
Can you smell
Bob Seger.
The stank?
7:32 on Morning Mayhem. Joe Klein joins us, brought to you by Corky's. Go by and check them out. They've got an amazing menu, West Little Rock and North Little Rock. Here in the studio, we have Isaiah Joe, now a Detroit Piston. Also, his dad, Derek, is here. Got to give a shout-out to Marsha Martin. You all know her. You may not know her. She's the blonde in boots that you see on courtside with Cal and all that. She's a big supporter, her and her husband.
Okay.
And she listens to the show, and she's a Pistol. But you got to have those kind of folks. And Cal puts that price tag out there. This is how much it costs. And
no, she's a rock star, man.
Yeah, she is. She's a lot of fun, too. Roger, want to give a shout-out to A.J. Roller. He's the franchise owner over at Chick-fil-A. He tracked me down. I said, Basil, listen to you guys every day. I'm not from here, but I've been here a few years. Oh. And he said he turns Chick-fil-A's into big successes.
Come on.
So I said he's got a big one getting ready to open up over there in just almost where he's across from Park Plaza Mall.
Oh, very
so
good.
Thanks for listening, AJ. We appreciate
thanks, AJ.
That. Let me read a couple messages. I know Christian wants to ask you some few things, but here's one from the 501. Good to have Isaiah Joe back in the Rock. Let's see here. Isaiah Joe, what a guy. Here's one from Steve. Thanks, Isaiah, for taking time with Arkansas Special Olympics at Moses' event.
Mm-hmm.
So you got that. And so, again, people just want to say thanks, and they appreciate you doing that. And this is the feel-good side of success, of the basketball career. It's giving back, and you're sharing what you're earning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, giving back is something that you could do at any point in your life. But it's also really cool, and it's truly a blessing to do it when you have people like that who are supporting, you know.
Yeah.
They understand what we're trying to achieve here, and it's purely and solely for the community. And so whenever you're giving back to something that's giving back to you in a way, it makes it all more easier.
Got a couple of messages about Children's Hospital here, Arkansas Children's Hospital, and the amazing things that they do.
My daughter works there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. What does she do?
She's a nurse practitioner. She kind of helps with adolescent teens, stuff like that. Okay. Really, really, she loves working there. And, you know, like you're saying, the stuff they do for you know, just every day. You don't. We think it's like the most unbelievable, the things they do every day routinely.
And I love the fact too, Derek, I've heard this before because I know other kids who've gone through there, you're a patient for life. Yes. You basically, you keep that relationship. Here's one that says, my fiance is a nurse at Children's. The things she sees and the children she makes relationships with every day is special. My brother had open heart surgery there at 3 weeks. Oh, Children's has been a part of so many people's lives in this state, and we're lucky to have them. So, again, that continues.
No doubt.
If you didn't know, Isaiah Joe is now a Detroit Piston. And, Joe, you played against the Pistons where they were the bad boys?
Is
that
oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I was with the Celtics.
That's so right. Y'all hated each other.
They hated us, and we hated them.
And there was an Isaiah there on that team.
Isaiah Thomas.
Who was the big boy, the big goon?
Mahorn. James Edwards.
Yeah.
John Sally.
Well, that was a team that kept Jordan early from being able to achieve a championship. Yeah, they were winning championships, right?
Well, the Celtics kept – it was kind of like you had your – you had to pay your dues. You know, it was the Celtics got going, and then the Pistons got really good, but they could never get over the Celtics. And they got over the Celtics, and they started winning. And Jordan and even the Cleveland Cavaliers, Doherty and all them, they were trying to, you know, you had like four teams, and it was, you know, Cleveland could never break through. But, you know, Boston was the first, and then Detroit broke through, and then the Bulls broke through. And then you had Cleveland getting to the Eastern Conference Finals just about every year, and they could never get over the hump, but it was brutal.
I looked at y'all's record, Detroit's record this past year. It was a heck of a regular season record.
60-plus wins.
Yeah.
Number one in
It was impressive. Now, Christian, go ahead. I know this is Mr. Basketball. What you got for Isaiah?
Well, yeah, I was going to say you're going from the number one team in the West to the number one team in the East from last year, but you had four great seasons with Oklahoma City. Of course, you won a championship last year in 2025. What was your initial reaction? And I assume you knew that maybe you were going to get traded, but what was your initial reaction after finding out you're going to the Pistons?
Yeah, we knew it. We knew it was a possibility coming into the summer. But I think my initial reaction was like, all right, well, we got to up and move. That was like literally the first thing I said. I was downstairs chilling in my basement with my trainer, Don, and we were just like, I guess we're doing this moving thing again, but we're extremely excited for the opportunity. We think that we're going to a great spot, like you said, from number one in the West to number one in the East, a team that's contending, staff that thinks highly of me. But also on top of that, it's just like bittersweet, you know, because we are leaving a place that's been called home for 4 years, and they really embraced me through and through, like the fans, my teammates, the staff, the front office, everybody kind of just took me in with open arms and made it home for me for the past 4 years. And so for that, I can never thank them enough. But we are extremely, extremely excited to, you know, get up to the 313 and see what we can do.
The 313. Yes, wait, sir. Christian.
I was going to say the Thunder seemed like they had a really special dynamic in terms of their team. You guys hanging out outside of the basketball, outside of the court, going to Shea's house or whatever. And now that you got traded, I believe I saw that Mark Daigneault actually came to one of your golf events or something like that. So the relationship between you and your peers on Oklahoma City is still good, I would assume?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. He came out and showed love to the golf tournament and said a few words for the people. But not only him, but Dave Bliss and Mike Wilkes, who are also coaches there, they both came out and they actually participated in the golf tournament. So that just speaks volumes on their character. That is bigger than basketball. You know, you make these connections that last forever, and they really stretch.
Dave Bliss, was his dad the coach at Oklahoma?
This is Dave Bliss, the one we're talking about. Played. He played at Georgia.
Okay, but there's Dave Bliss.
Yes,
he was coached at Oklahoma and recruited me. And I knew it wasn't him, but I was wondering if there was a connection, like the son or something. But maybe. Obviously not. But
Gregory,
I was going to say, you go from playing with one of, if not the best player in the NBA and SGA, certainly probably the best ISO player in the NBA, to playing with Cade Cunningham, who is pretty good in his own right. How excited are you to play with Cade in the backcourt?
Oh, man, extremely, extremely. I only hear good things about him, and obviously you see what he can do out there on the court. He's a winner. That's all he wants to do. He gets everybody involved, and he's still, you know, young and inspiring. So he's getting better each and every year, and I think that's really cool to see from your best player. And so I'm really excited to get out there and be next to him on the court.
You know, it's funny. The only thing, Joe, the only thing I don't like, and it's part of the business and part of what it is you had 1 year at Arkansas. I just think, Roger, that if he had a chance to be four,
you know,
the guys who get to stay four and everybody gets to know you better and you become.
Well, if we would have had NIL back there, we might have got another year out of it.
That's true. That's true. Well, you got hurt when we were here. Is that
I tore my meniscus halfway through. My second year.
Yeah,
and missed a few weeks from surgery. Came back probably much earlier than what I should have, but you know, I was missing basketball. Hated being on the sidelines, and so so that happened right before the year that I got drafted.
Yeah, is that 2019? Yeah.
That was 2019-2020 okay. season.
Right. Yeah, it's just one of those things to where just fans get to know you. You know, they know Joe. They know me about 5 years. It's just the nature of what it is now, but people would know you better. And of course, that started what, in the '90s. You had the one at
basketball.
Joe Johnson. Yeah,
basketball has been one and done for quite a while.
And we'd have that in football now.
For a little while, you didn't even have one and done. You had
zero and done.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Straight from high school.
Did you play any other sports besides basketball?
Golf.
Now, even in high school.
Well, no. I stopped golf in middle school.
Okay.
So funny story about golf. I was actually a better golfer than I was basketball player.
How about that?
Up.
Okay.
Yep. But my dad here, I think when we got to summer, like right before eighth grade, he was like, hey, I think it's time we got to make a decision and pick one, because time, money, it's all starting to accumulate. Obviously, I chose basketball. All of my friends and my love for basketball was just...
Well, and how tall are you?
And getting taller.
I'm 6'4 now, but trust me, I was undersized. I was, sure. It was bad. It was bad.
Yeah, when he picked basketball, I was a little nervous. I was like, ooh, okay.
I was 6'1", so I'm like, yeah. He didn't say that.
He did right.
Yeah, the first time he actually told me that was like my second year in the NBA. He was like, yeah, when you did that, I was like,
don't know if this is the right path.
Oh, that money. Listen, ball and shoes. That's it. Do you have the club?
Since you're retired now, that means your schedule is free to be able to go watch him play more often. Now, your wife's still working, right?
No, she's retired.
Okay, well, both of you guys are good.
She was retired first.
Okay. A little harder commute now, though.
Yeah, that was my point.
You just hop on 40 and be there.
How far a drive is it to Detroit from here, from Fort Smith?
I don't know how far of a drive it is. It's a direct flight from X&A.
that's wonderful. Yeah, so how many games do you think? If you had to guess, how many games?
I said 30, because, you know, we went to almost 40 regular
seasons. Well, it's so convenient. That's what I was saying. How far was it from Fort Smith?
3-hour drive.
And
it's easy. It's
easy peasy.
Yeah. It gets colder up in Detroit, too.
I will say this, though, but once we retired, what we do now is help with the foundation, right? So our goal this year is to raise $500,000.
Okay.
And I think we're going to make it. But before we retired, we weren't able to do some of these bigger events without us, you know, taking some time to help Isaiah, because it takes a lot. Of coordination to do these things for the community. So that's what my wife, we kind of organize his life, and then we also do the foundation work. And like I said, next year we'll set the goals even higher.
Well, it's crazy, too. You're getting ready to go into a brand new community. And it's sort of challenging. You don't know anybody, but I'm telling you, that community, I'm sure they're passionate. You know, it's a passion.
Oh, Detroit.
Yeah, it's passionate. And so you're basically, it's got to be sort of cool walking in, and they're excited to have you. It's not one of those like, nobody. I mean, they're looking at you, so that's going to be exciting.
No, they got a steal, man. When they made that trade, I was like, I was happy for you because you need to play.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, just for selfish reasons, you don't get paid if you don't play.
Right.
And you want to get another deal, and he's gonna play up there. Oklahoma City, just a lot of people, man.
Yeah.
A lot of miles.
Well, listen, congratulations on all your success. Congratulations on the new team. The fact that you're giving money today at 2:00, $150,000 to Arkansas Children's Hospital is outstanding. That excites me. I love it when a young man gives back and making a difference. And you got such a great story about your brother. So continued success. Yeah, if we can do anything to help, we'll push the word out. I know 9 spots are left.
Yeah, 9 spots.
As of yesterday.
IsaiahJoe.com.
IsaiahJoeCamp.
That's right.
Is it Friday, Saturday?
It's just Saturday.
Over Summerwood Sports.
That's right.
Roger, what you got Roger doing? What are you going to do at the camp? What are you going to show how to do at the camp? Are you going to
play, come on, Raj.
Play the ukulele?
I'll take charge.
I'll take charge.
I'll stand it. I'll take charge.
Derek, good to see you again. Yeah, thanks for Bill Ingram to keep us connected. And Isaiah Joe, thanks so much. Appreciate you and continued success. It's exciting, man. Life's good.
Life's good.
And
I really appreciate you guys for having us out here.
Appreciate you.
All right.
Shout out to Bill Ingram. Go Celtics.
Shout out.
All right, don't go away. Yeah, 7:45. For Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
Yeah, I know it's still summertime and it's hot, but if you're wanting to beat the heat, may I suggest your local Family Market store? Because with your Family Market Rewards card, you can save 5 cents per gallon with the purchase of a large fountain drink, tea, or lemonade. Or if you need to get your morning started, it's also 5 cents off with a large community coffee. So remember to always use your rewards card inside any Family Market store and save money, including outside at the pumps. And all this can only be found at Family Market, including the newest one on Albert Pike Road in Hot Springs.
Transmission or driveline trouble slowing you down? Trust the experts at Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. As an Allison Authorized Service Center, their certified technicians provide professional Allison service along with expert driveline rebuilds for heavy-duty trucks and equipment. From U-joints and carrier bearings to diagnostics and maintenance, they'll help you keep your trucks rolling. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, Powers gets the job done right the first time. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today.
Hey, folks, it's Chris Zender, General Manager of Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. Listen, we know times are tight, so we're working real hard to find affordability for you Buzz listeners. Check this out. Grand Cherokee starting at $33,997. Ram trucks up to $18,000 off. That's a 2026 model with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. We have Jeep Wranglers, the ultimate summer vehicle, up to $8,000 off. And the gasoline Chargers up to $7,000 off. Want to save at the pump? The new Jeep Cherokee gets an incredible 38 miles per gallon. Browse it all right now at FletcherDeals.com and get pre-approved fast at FletcherCredit.com or come see us today in Sherwood. We're at 5922 Warden Road. Thank you.
I'm Laura Landreau, CEO of Entergy Arkansas, and we have a plan for our growing state. We're building new, more fuel-efficient power plants to keep up with your energy needs. We're reducing outages, and we're ensuring Arkansas has the power it needs to help attract new industry and better jobs, all while keeping rates below the national average. Like most Entergy employees, I'm from here, and we're committed to creating a brighter Arkansas today and for the next generation.
One of rock's legendary voices, the original voice of Foreigner, Lou Gramm. The Release Tour, Friday, August 28th, Sarasun Casino Event Center, with special guest, Sean Waite. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Don't miss the original voice of Foreigner, Lou Gramm. New album, out now. Produced by Sarasun Casino Resort.
Tune in every Friday morning to hear Danny West from HogSports.com on Morning Mayhem. Brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales. They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products. Visit them online at HJTrailerSales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
This is Coach Roy Lee Peterball. Rooster Poot High School, everybody there loves to listen to the Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, Justin Moore, Christian Weaver, and this guy named David Basil.
All right, that's a little C'est La Vie from Joe Nichols.
And which is what we do to Derek Sr. and Derek Jr., I assume.
Yes.
Derek Jr.
Well, I think it's Derek.
I think it's Derek Isaiah Joe.
Everybody says, you know, do a little prep here, Joe.
You told me when I first of all, I didn't get your text because I was asleep.
Oh, so
all right. So at 5:30 this morning, I found out they were coming in.
What else in a young guy?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, dad's rock solid too. Yeah. So
you can.
Yeah.
Apple don't fall far.
Yeah, boy, isn't that the truth? I hate it, Roger. I think Justin Moore is having the same cable problem that we had down in Tampa.
Can you get him some equipment?
Yeah. We can try.
You know what? Isaiah, if you're listening, next year when you raise money, can you just shoot a little bit off to the buzz
Spiffle. Here's the thing: what I'll do, because I didn't want to bring it up. I mean, they want you to be in their tournament next year, and I think it's incumbent upon you to be a part of that. I'm shooting under 100 now. You know, at least the last time that I shot, and I'll be playing again this weekend, Saturday morning.
Where are you playing at?
Probably the Village, probably
Florida.
Florida. What did he say? A 4 handicap?
Yes.
Oh no, he
good
can,
lord.
No, no,
he said. He said Steph Curry's a scratch.
Yeah. No.
Wow.
Isaiah
is so smooth.
He's smooth.
Christian?
He can hit it a mile.
Christian, good job on the NBA part of that segment.
Thank you, Christian.
Good job.
Way to give it some street cred.
Some credibility. Yes. Roger and I could have asked that, but we
could have done it.
You guys were headed down to the track of what's your favorite color.
We could have been. We almost got to the point.
You would have gone Tommy Smith. Chicken tenders
or a
fried chicken.
Bear versus gator.
You're going from one. Who's going to win, a bear or a gator?
Unbelievable. Now, again, this Dave Bliss is, I mean, because I remember.
Not the same.
Not the same guy.
Wasn't Dave Bliss the guy that was the head coach when the murder thing happened at Baylor?
Baylor.
He was at Oklahoma.
That same Dave Bliss and Baylor was at SMU.
And then he went to SMU.
Was he at Baylor before SMU?
No.
Was at SMU? That was his last job.
SMU, and then he went to Baylor.
Okay.
And then Baylor,
I think that was his last.
And I was telling Isaiah that Detroit, of course, one of the things he points out, of course, we talked about before was that they have all things, hockey, basketball, football, baseball, all that kind of stuff as well. But Detroit likes Razorbacks. I mean, Corliss Williams was no slouch.
Yeah. Sixth man of the year when he was there.
That's right. So
was Bob Seger a Detroit guy?
Yeah.
That's right. You were playing that a minute ago.
That's what I'm doing.
Did you just ask if Bob Seger was a Detroit?
I'm just making sure.
I
presume that's what it was. What is it? What's the song that he?
Joe, let me tell you something, Joe.
What's
the song? I'm smart.
What's the song?
Yeah. What's the song? Well,
Night Moves. Night Moves.
Did he say Detroit?
Hollywood Nights.
Detroit. What's the other? What's
Kathmandu.
Yeah, it's not right. Kathmandu. What is it?
Are you talking about the?
It seems like there's one other. Nutbush City.
There's like a thousand bombs.
Oh, I know that.
Are you thinking about Ted Nugent?
Is Detroit a rough town though too?
It's blue collar. Ford, GMC.
It fit that NBA team.
It was automotive.
Yeah.
You bet. Plant workers and stuff. So it always had the.
So what's it you doing in that history, Joe?
Had the appeal of.
How about he was saying about the circle of Razorback players that have accumulated over
it
the
is
last.
Big time. It really has.
With our boy up there on the hill doing what he's doing.
Oh, I know. It's even more. And by the way, too.
Muscleman had a...
He put a
load. Mike Anderson got gaffered.
What about Derek Fisher now? Derek Fisher won 5 rings.
Yeah.
And it'd be Scottie Pippen. Yeah. Was not a Razorback.
I was going to say, Joe, when you were in the NBA, was it the Palace at Auburn Hills, or was that after you?
I played...
I played in the Silver Dome.
Okay.
Well, when I first,
was it towards the end of
when
that?
I first got in the league, the Pistons played in the Silver Dome, and then it went to the Palace.
Okay. Well, now they're back. They're back in Detroit because Auburn Hills was so far out of Detroit.
Auburn Hills felt like you were in Canada.
Yeah, it was like 40 minutes from town.
You would land at the airport and you'd drive 45 minutes to Auburn.
Now they're back in Detroit.
Yeah, they're right downtown. They got a nice little football,
little Caesars Arena. Yeah.
Today is National Left-Hander Day, and this is a great point from Stephen. It says, Big Joe played and won a title with a good left-hander, Tony Kukoc.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing how many lefties we've ended up saying since we started that conversation. First, it was like, yeah, there's a bunch, and I said, name them. You go, well, let me think.
I think David Robinson was a left-hander. I think he was.
I think so. I think you're right.
Here's one from the 870, just bragging on just how sharp Isaiah and his dad were. Yeah, just really good people. Just, and how about both of them?
They don't have to do what they're doing. You know, what they're doing takes time. I mean, I did put a golf tournament together and a little charity basketball game and in the summertime, and oh my gosh, back then it was,
oh my gosh,
I mean, it's not, you don't just call dudes up and go, hey man, oh yeah, sure, I'll be there. I mean, all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, you know, can you fly me in? Where am I going to stay?
Oh, wow.
You know, blah, 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 blah. And then that's just getting the golf. Now trying to get sponsors.
And that's just one tournament.
Trying to get sponsors and people to support it, and you know, it's an ordeal.
Oh, I can't imagine. I cannot imagine.
Joe, give you a chance before you get out of here to talk about Corky's. You'd love for folks to come out and see you.
Yeah, man. We got a great menu. You know, we got great barbecue, but you know, if you're not in the mood for that, we got a whole bunch of stuff on there, man. Like, we'll get it to you however you want it. Drive through, catering, deliver it. We got party rooms. You want to have a party, we can accommodate 60 in one room, 30 in the other. And just, you know, we got a nice bar, TVs, and all that working. We got great prices on everything we have. You're not going to beat our prices, our value, and our portions and things like that.
The other thing, too, you've got two rooms to where if you want to have a private gathering for a lunch meeting or a reunion type deal. I mean, 65 people will be in that side room.
Trivia's
right
coming.
On the patio. We had
trivia's coming.
We're coming, Joe. We're going to do it. It'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Joe, it'll be packed.
You know what you're going to say, Rob?
And
they're buying
food.
He is used to having his name. Like, we would have to go out and
do the deal.
We would have to change the sign. Roger Scott's name would be on my marquee.
You know what? I'd rather you just
bad enough that stupid sign,
billboard
above me, I walk out every now and then, and I see an Oakland picture of you two guys.
I'd rather you just say thank you and go on your way.
I don't know if we can afford it. He's already talked about he needs moist towels.
And there's a robe.
Slippers.
Joe, thanks. I'm glad you were here for that with us. Joe, that was great. That was the perfect timing. Roger, coming up, we got to play Factor Crap, brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment.
Thank you for not doing that, too.
Melinda Mayo coming up as well. Do not go away. Touchdown Club announcement today, 11 o'clock. So here we go.
Woo!
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries.